Okay, good morning, everyone. Chào quý vị. Today we're very happy to have that young lady there who came down here all the way from San Jose to pay us a visit. So she's in her 90s. She still looks pretty young to me. Ngày hôm nay chúng ta hoan nghênh cụ từ từ San Jose xuống đây chơi với chúng ta. 90 mấy tuổi mà còn trẻ, còn khỏe lắm, rất rất là tốt. It turns out that the basis of health is a good health is a good mind. Thì căn bản của cái sức khỏe đó là cái sự lành mạnh của cái tâm tính của mình. Okay. You know, because a lot of people would have a hard life. You know, a lot of these Asian women, older Asian women, they really, really have a hard life. And I know quite a few who would bore a lot of children and didn't have enough to eat, you know, because in Asian women, I don't know if you realize it, but in poorer countries, the women work a lot, cook a lot, and make a lot of sacrifices, and they even sacrifice their own food to so that the family can eat better. That's typical. I'm sure it's not Asian, but that's how women are. Thì không phải riêng người Á Đông không, mà những phụ nữ trong cái thường thường thì họ rất nhiều cái hy sinh để mà lo lắng cho gia đình. Nhiều khi nghèo khổ mà không đủ ăn thì mình nhường đồ ăn cho gia đình, cho con cái mình, con cháu mình. And yet you think that after all these years of self negation and sacrifice and lack of proper nutrition, they would be very sick. But not so. Quite a few of these older ladies are very, very healthy. Thì mình cứ nghĩ rằng, thường thường ta nghĩ nếu như mà cả cuộc đời mà ăn uống không đầy đủ, mà làm lụng nhiều như vậy, chắc sau lớn tuổi sẽ bệnh hoạn. Như là rất nhiều người lớn tuổi, người ta qua những cái cuộc đời cực khổ như vậy, người ta cũng rất rất là khỏe mạnh. It's because they have a healthy mind. They're the mind that's bent on being good. Okay, that's why they're very healthy. Okay. In contrast, the people who are more self-centric, they're more more interested in pursuing their own self-indulgence. It turns out the majority of them don't have a long life, and they tend not to be healthy at all because the mind is not very, very healthy. Ngược lại, có rất nhiều người mà người ta sống cái chủ trương họ là đi theo thỏa mãn cái dục vọng của họ, theo đeo đuổi cái sự ưa thích của họ thôi đó. Thì khi họ lớn tuổi đó, họ chưa chắc cái thân thể họ khỏe. Đừng nói trước khi lớn tuổi họ, mà lúc còn trẻ cơ thể cũng không khỏe. Đó là tại vì họ chuyên môn nuôi dưỡng tư tưởng nó không lành mạnh, thành ra cái cơ thể nó không thể lành mạnh được. Again, I emphasize the reason that you're not feeling well is because usually, I'm not saying it's most of everyone, but as a rule of thumb, you are unhealthy, barring the fact you have some karmic retribution coming your way. Now, usually you're unhealthy is because you have a lot of negative thoughts, not only for you, but your children as well. If the young children, for example, they tend to be prone to sicknesses, then it's a sign that, please don't misunderstand me. I'm not talking about specific cases. I'm talking as general rule of thumb, because each case is different. But if the young children are healthy, it's because they live in a healthy environment, healthy family atmosphere. Okay. So you have to understand, you have to believe that the basis of health is good thoughts. Okay? Thành nó chung quy lại, người con nít nó cũng vậy. Thường con nít nó khỏe mạnh là tại vì cái nhà lành mạnh, cái không khí của nhà nó lành mạnh. Thành ra khi vị phải nhớ như vậy, cái căn bản của cái sự sức khỏe đó là cái tư tưởng tốt, cái tinh thần tốt. Okay? Any questions about that? Có ai thắc mắc gì về chuyện này không? And therein lies the way that you maintain health, young and old as well. Thành ra khi vị thấy cái căn bản của cái sự sức khỏe về cái từ trẻ lên lớn lớn tuổi cũng giống nhau như vậy thôi. And this is the nature of chan meditation. Thành ra cái đây là một cái đường hướng của cái thiền tông của chúng ta. Okay. The reason we teach chan is in order to help you improve your health and well-being. That's the first thing that has that will happen if you practice chan. And khi quý vị mà tu mà theo cái thiền pháp môn thiền này đó, thì cái lý do chúng tôi mà dạy pháp môn này cho quý vị để giúp quý vị trở thành khỏe mạnh hơn, lành mạnh hơn. Okay. That's the first thing you feel. The first effect you feel when you practice chan is that improvement in your health and your stamina. Thành ra cái vị tu thiền như vậy, cái vị tự động nó sẽ được sự tiến bộ trong cái sức khỏe và trong cái sự dẻo dai của cái vị. Okay. It's not just chan, but any meditation methodology will help you attain that. Không phải chỉ riêng cái thiền tông thiền chúng ta không, mà bất cứ phương pháp thiền nào đều có thể giúp được quý vị đạt những đó. However, the chan is different from the other practices is because it, I believe, personally believe, it is produces bigger results more quickly. Nhưng đối với thầy đó, thầy tin rằng cái pháp môn thiền tông mà chúng ta đang luyện đây đó, nó sẽ cho quý vị kết quả lớn hơn và lẹ hơn. Why? The requirement is that if you're willing to work harder, then you get bigger results. There's no magic to it. Tại sao như vậy? Tại vì nếu quý vị chịu khó đó, mà chịu cực chịu khổ, mà chịu khó tu theo cái pháp môn nó hơi gắt cao hơn, thì tự động quý vị sẽ có nhiều kết quả hơn. You get what you put into it. Quý vị hái gặt được cái sự hái gặt của mình nó tương ưng với là cái sức và cái sự đầu cơ của mình vào cái việc làm. Okay. So if you it depends on what you're looking for. That's why the first thing that my monks, I'm trying to train my monks here to understand when people come in here, you have to help. Have to understand what they're looking for. Tại những cái người mới tới đó, những cái quý thầy đó, phải hiểu, phải tìm hiểu. Đó. Những người muốn giúp dạy người ta thiền phải hiểu mục tiêu chúng ta họ là cái gì. You have to ask people why, whether if you want to help them learn chan. You have to ask them what is it looking for. Okay. And invariably, if people are interested in improving their health, reducing their stress, and improving their stamina, yeah, and in particular, obtain peace in the mind, make themselves calmer and more peaceful, the life more peaceful, then chan is for them. And if you follow this training schedule, within 2 to 3 months, no more, you'll see a marked difference. Và nếu như quý vị những người mới tới đó mà người ta thì mình giúp người ta hiểu thiền có nên thiền hay không, thì hỏi từ họ mục tiêu họ là cái gì. Nếu họ chịu, họ muốn được khỏe mạnh hơn, bớt cái tinh thần căng thẳng, và nhất là cảm thấy được an lạc hơn, thì đương nhiên cái thiền tông này, cái pháp môn thiền này sẽ giúp họ đạt được chuyện đó. Họ thấy cái sự khác biệt rất là lớn lao, nổi trong 2 tới 3 tháng thôi. Okay. Tại vì cái cách tu luyện chúng ta nó khó khăn hơn một tí. Okay. You get quicker results again because you apply a proper method, which is more rigorous and more demanding. Quý vị đạt được kết quả lớn hơn, tại vì lẹ hơn, tại vì cái phương pháp nó gắt gao và nó khó khăn hơn một tí. Okay, that's what you have to be. We have to be realistic. We have to tell people the realistic, give them realistic expectations. Cái gì mình phải thành thật mà nói cho mọi người biết là họ cũng nên phí thời giờ làm những chuyện này. Okay. All right. I see that as I learn about teaching meditation, I will always concentrate on teaching the adults. Trước thầy dạy thiền chuyên môn dạy người lớn thôi. And throughout the years, people always ask me how do I train children to meditate. The người hỏi thầy đó là làm sao dạy con nít nó thiền. And there's really no good answers for that because you're not meditation teachers. Cái khó mà trả lời lắm, tại vì mỗi người nó mỗi khác, mỗi đứa con nít nó khác, nhất là quý vị không phải là người thầy thiền. But what you do is what I've been noticing is that if you bring children to a place where people meditate, believe it or not, they absorb the atmosphere and they see these images of and they can sense and they can sense themselves the sense of peace and the sense of calmness that will leave a very strong impression for them, will act as a reference for them down the road in the future in for them. Thì quý vị biết không, dẫn đứa con nít tới một cái chỗ như cái chùa hoặc là một cái chỗ thiền đường đó, nó rất là tốt cho chúng nó, làm cho chúng nó thấy có những cái, nó tạo những cái ấn tượng nó rất là sâu xa trong tâm hồn cho nó, cho nó biết, cho nó thấy được cái sự an lạc, cái sự yên lành của cái không khí. Okay. And what you do just like everyone else is that you teach them about patience. In order to get anything out of life, whether it's health, whether it's stress reduction, whether it's peace of mind, the first thing you need to learn is about patience. You need to become more patient. Okay. Thành dạy con lớn, con nít hay là người lớn, nó cũng giống nhau cả. Mọi người đều phải học và phải trau dồi một cái đức tính là đức tính kiên nhẫn. Okay. You have to learn to patiently. What is patience? You learn to become more patient by doing things that are not natural and comfortable or you're good at. That's what patience is about. Cái nhẫn là gì? Nhẫn là mình làm, mình nhất định làm cái gì, học cái gì, mình làm không có hay, không có giỏi, mình không biết làm. Mình vẫn cố gắng làm như vậy. Okay. Patient, you become more patient by failing and not giving up. Cái kiên nhẫn á, nó được trau dồi bằng cách quý vị thất bại mà không bỏ cuộc. Okay? If you fail, you don't give up, then you always get what you want. That's the secret of success in life. Nếu quý vị dạy được người ta cái tâm tính mà thất bại, dù thất bại mà không bỏ cuộc đó, thì những cái người đó trước sau cũng sẽ thành công. Especially younger generation, the in my generation, our generation, I'm an immigrant, so I have to learn the hard way. I have to earn my way through throughout my life in everything I do. Cá nhân thầy là một cái người di cư vào đây, thành ra tới đây là phải chịu đựng. Phải học chịu đựng những khó khăn leo những thử thách. But the generation of my children and my grandchildren, and that those generations, they grow up in surplus, in being conditioned to be given things to them. Therefore, they lack the toughness. They lack the ability to handle hardship. Okay. Thì những cái thế hệ sau đó, con cháu của chúng ta đó, của đời thầy đó, thì họ sống trong cái sự dư dả, thành họ thiếu cái nền tảng của cái sự tiếng Việt mà là gì ha? Cái sự chịu đựng. Okay. And what I find very often, the common denominator for their weakness is that they have no endurance. They cannot take failure. Okay, if it's too difficult, they quit. Everything has been given to them, and I find deplorable because. We as parents feel like because we love them, we give them whatever they want. But to me, the best love the parents can give the children is to give them toughness and give them teach them the virtue of discipline and patience. Đối với thầy người đối với cái bậc cha mẹ đó mà khi dạy dỗ quan trọng, con cái rất quan trọng, và dạy chúng nó cái đức tính của khi nhận và cái quy củ không được bỏ cuộc. Okay. All right. Does anyone has any questions or anything like to discuss anything that they want to know? Ai có muốn biết hay là thắc mắc hay là có cái gì muốn đề cập không? Yes. Sure, certainly. Yes.
And in case I take the precept and I see ants in the house,
yes.
What is the best way to go around? If you wake up and find that you know the ants on the seat, come to
it. Yes. Câu hỏi là có cái giới là không khắc sát sanh, bây giờ mà lấy giới đó, thọ giới đó rồi mà thấy kiến trong nhà thì làm sao? Okay. Mm. The ants come because they're looking for food. We have food in the house. That's why they come. Okay. Kiến nó tới vào nhà tại vì trong nhà cái vị có đồ ăn. Thành nó tới. Okay. So what you have to do is clean those areas where the ants hang out. Okay. Vì mấy chỗ nó có kiến tới tại có đồ ăn ở đó, vì gần dọn cho nó sạch sẽ thôi. And this is not a comment about the way you keep your house, so, by the way.
All the house?
All the house, yes.
My cats, they come to the bathroom.
Yes. I tell you a funny story, and this is embarrassing, but I will share with you a very embarrassing story. Okay? Như kể cái vị nghe, cái chuyện kiến, cái vị nghe, cái chuyện đó nó hơi mắc cỡ một tí, nhưng là kể cái vị ngay nha. Hãy xin. I'm not sure I should tell you this because quite a few of you are new today, so I don't want to create a bad impression In you. Thầy không biết có nên kể cái vị nghe. Tại ngày hôm nay có nhiều người mới, thầy không muốn kể mà thành thật quá người ta sẽ cười mình chết. Nhất mà cụ tới từ sau giờ tới bà nói thôi cái ông này nhé. Yeah, maybe another day. But let me tell you a funny story. It's kind of funny because it's kind of embarrassing too. Because you see, I normally in our temple, when it's very hot, we have a lot of ants too. Cái chùa này mỗi khi mà trời nóng, có nhiều kiến nó tới lắm. Okay, and so whenever I notice the ants on my desk, and I know that they're looking for food, so I will clear my desk, and then they disappear. I clean my desk, and they disappear. So it forces me to clean my desk. Ngoài khi mà thầy có cái thấy kiến trong 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 bàn thầy biết là mình bàn có đồ ăn cái gì đó không có gì thành mình chùi bàn thì kiến nó biến mất. Okay, invariably it's always something. And one day I started noticing that, you know, these black ants, you have these black ants in your houses, right? They're everywhere, it seems to me, in LA, in Orange County, everywhere I go, I see black ants, right? In Vietnam, it's red ants. Okay. Huh? Mexico, too. Red and black and brown. Yeah, and they sometimes they're like zebras as well. Yeah. Your country has a lot of varieties. Okay. In Vietnam, for some reason, when I lived in Vietnam, there were a lot of red ants, and when they bite you, it's swollen, it hurts a lot, it burns, and your body swells. Okay, here in this country, the black ants are kind of gentle. Okay, thì vì biết hồi Việt Nam, thầy còn ở Việt Nam á, là kiến lửa nó đầy hết, một kiến lửa nó cắn một cái, nó vừa đau, nó vừa ngứa mà nó còn sưng lên nữa. Thằng cái kiến đen ở đây nó tương đối nó hiền. So it tells you that, okay, it tells you that at least I cannot generalize for Vietnamese. My environment I grew up in is kind of mean. That's why we draw the black ants, okay. Cái đó các vị biết về cái luật nhân quả Phật giáo mình nói là tại vì cái vùng thầy sống và cái cuộc sống thầy sống ngày trước đó, cái hoàn cảnh đó nó rất là hung tợn, thành ra kiến lửa nó tới nhiều. Đó là luật nhân quả. This is, trust me, this is for the savvy Buddhists, we know immediately, it's because of our retribution. If you get bitten by a red ant, it's because you are cruel, you are mean, and you are bent on harming others. If you ask any knowing Buddhist, I claim to you that they will tell you so. Okay? Thầy nói cái gì nghe, bị cắn, kiến lửa cắn là vì lập tức nhớ rằng mình là hơi hung hăng, mà hơi ác độc. Okay? So that's why you get this kind of retribution. In this country, you only see black ants. Cái xứ này chỉ thấy kiến đen không ạ? I have yet to see red ants. Okay? But I've seen black ants everywhere, all the time I've been here. And so, and they don't bite. They rarely bite, right? Do they bite you? They do? Does anyone get bitten by black ants? Có ai bây giờ bị kiến đen ở xứ này cắn chưa? Anyone? Yes? Huh?
Well,
doesn't hurt as much, but they actually do bite you. They climb all over, especially when you meditate. They climb into your nose, go inside. Cái kiến đen nó dễ ghét lắm, nó không cắn, để đi đâu nó cũng đau, nó leo đủ chỗ hết đó. Okay. And that's a very good practice of your patience, by the way, because they don't hurt you, but they tickle the heck out of you. And bothers the heck out of you. À, lúc quý vị thiền cắn cái kiến đen nó bò lên như vậy là nó tập giúp quý vị tập cái tính kiên nhẫn, tại nó khó chịu dễ sợ, nó nhột dễ sợ lắm. Okay.
No, if it hurts in one spot, it doesn't you know, it, then they don't, they're not very likely to bite you another spot. But these guys, they climb everywhere. It's very annoying. But you know, this is what the embarrassing part. Okay, cái gì nghe là cái phần này là phần hơi mắc cỡ một tí. These black ants bite me. Okay, you hear? Yeah. Cái gì đó, cái mà mắc cỡ nhất á, mấy con kiến đen nó cắn thầy hoài. They bite me all the time. Now, mom thầy look at you. What am I doing here? Ông thầy Tích Lan, ông nói trời đất ơi, mày tới cái chùa gì vậy? Cái loại chùa gì đây? Yes. Yeah, let's go back to the children and patients and teaching them.
Mm-hmm. If I have to say you do something, you're gonna do this. Mm-hmm. Then I don't have the other support because more like you are fine here, or leave her alone, and then he offers something fine to me.
Yes.
And that's what he.
It's called bribery. Okay. And you cannot fight against bribery. I'm sorry. You have to bribe just as well, or better. Okay? That's the way it is. Children, it's easy for them to understand when you see benefits. They see benefits. So the best way is to bribe them. When they get a little bit older, that's when, you know, that's when they will remember your lessons of virtues. But until then, you still have to read them about virtuous stories, tell them virtuous stories, read to them at night. Make sure they hear the good words, you will. The Catholics are doing it right. They say, you go to the church on Sundays to hear the good words. That's a very good practice. They do the same exact thing, but better than Catholics, by reading to them the good stories, the moral stories, and virtuous stories at night. And talk to them. They may not, they may, you know, the first chance you have, don't sound like you moralize them or anything, but share with them the good stories. Remember the good stories, the stories of good boys, good girls, good dogs, good cats, goodness, and tell them. You have to indoctrinate them. I'm sorry. Where do you learn how to be good? Because someone told you. Okay, my father and my mother never taught me until I started reading from Buddhism. And then by then it's too late. I committed already. Okay, don't worry. It's a very long battle. Sometimes you have to wait for 20 years before they listen. Yeah. But you have to feed them the right information right now. You have to feed them. My regret is that when I was younger, my parents never read to me, never told me about the good things. So I learned from my friends. That's where I picked up, those are the most of my sources, my information, my friends. So if my friend tried marijuana, I tried marijuana. My friend drank, I drank. Okay? So that's why you as parents are a very important source of good and moral things, for the principles for your children, because the teachers at school are not very likely going to teach them that either. Okay. Okay, can I finish my red ant story and I will come back to this? Is that okay? So I noticed that these black ants often would bite me. And there are days where they would not bite me at all. Thế thầy mới thấy mới lạ. Rõ ràng kiến đen thường thường nó không có cắn mình. Mà lâu lâu nó cứ tới cắn mình hoài. And I couldn't figure it out. I said, why is that? Some days the black ants would bite me. And most of the days it just drive me nuts by not biting me. So either way, it's like hell, okay? And it's very hard to keep the non-killing precept, let me tell you. So just this morning I woke up and I was preparing for my lecture for this Chan talk here. I didn't know what I'd be talking about. Like every Saturday I got up and said, oh my God, here we go again. What are we going to talk about today? As I was sitting there preparing to thinking about what I'm going to be talking about, a black ant came up and bit me. And bit me again. Đang sửa soạn sáng nay con kiến đen nó chạy tới nó cắn. Not only he bit me once, he'll go and bit me another place. Then he goes out and bit me another place. So it's very hard to ignore him. Okay? And then I wonder, why is it? Can he tell that I'm preparing for my good work, my good deed today? I mean, they have no respect for good people or what? Doing good deeds or what? Mình thắc mắc nó, ủa, tại sao con kiến nó tới nó phá mình trong lúc mình đang sửa soạn làm chuyện tốt? And I realized, it dawned on me why. Nó thầy mới nhớ lại, sực lại. Today was already in the 80s in the morning. Sáng này là 80 mấy độ lúc buổi sáng rồi. Right? Am I correct? So I started sweating already. Bắt đầu chảy mồ hôi rồi. See, in the temple, we don't turn on ACs. We don't have ACs, by the way. We don't turn on ACs either, even if we have them. So I started sweating already. So why would the ant bite me? Because my sweat has food. Yeah. You see that? Thầy mới hiểu như sực lại. Mình đang chảy mồ hôi nhễ nhại tại sáng nay 80 độ rồi. Mà 80 độ nhưng mà cơ thể thầy nó nóng, nó chịu không nổi, nó bắt đầu nó chảy mồ hôi, muốn kiến nó cắn, nó tại nó tưởng nó có đồ ăn, nó tìm đồ ăn, nó cắn. Okay? For example, if you sink your teeth into an apple and you start smelling, tasting the sweetness, wouldn't you like to continue to bite a bigger piece, right? That's what the ant was doing. It started, yeah, licking the sweat and said, hey, it tastes pretty good. So he started biting into it. And then he was disappointed because there's nothing there. So he went to another spot and said, oh, it tastes pretty good here. So we'll buy another spot. So we go and try to go down the street. Yes. He's not attracted to salt. Unlike us, ants are not interested in salt. What do you think they're interested in, Roberta? Huh? Sugar. Good Korean answer. Ah, very smart. Cái vị đừng nghĩ là cái biết là tại mồ hôi mình có gì mà nó thích không? Mồ hôi mình nó có đường. And then I remember the days when the black ants would bite me. I remember what I ate those days. And it dawned me immediately this morning because last night I was drinking some A&W root beer. But it's too hot. So I said, well, it's too hot. It's better to drink A&W root beer because it cools you down. it's medicinal. Thằng thầy mới nhận sự cả tối hôm qua trời nóng. Thầy uống cái nước A&W root beer. Tại thầy tin cái thuốc đó, cái nước nó uống vào nó sẽ làm người nó mát xuống. And A&W has sugar. So the body would expel the excess sugar. My body expels excess sugar. Okay? So that's how the ant got to me immediately. Okay. That's the moral story for you. If you have food, the ants come. And you are the source of food yourself. So what do you do with ants?
I can't kill it.
Yes, what do you do with ants?
I have a solution for you. What I do is, we have a problem, ants travel on and off. Mm-hmm. I just clear that area completely. And then I just dry everything out.
Well, how do you clear the ants if you can't kill it? Mm. You can kill it?
Well, but you just clean around. And yeah. They run out of food.
It gets smashed.
It takes like 3 or 4 days, but when they run out of food, they're going to retreat.
Right.
They can't find anything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you clear slowly. You clear, and then you wait, and then you clear. Yeah, clear. You push them away. Then you can push them away pretty easily. Yeah. Okay? So now then I realize this is my punishment for drinking A&W at night. You see? You get what you deserve. You see? And this is the life of a monk, by the way. Before, it's you mean so red ants come. Now, the monk, you don't behave, the black ants come. Yes.
So, recently there's a construction next door.
Yeah.
And then that makes all the cut rods to move to my house.
Yes.
I didn't change anything. I just discovered one cut rods every single day.
Yes.
Because my cats haunt them when I chase them, and they kill it, they put in front of the doorstep so I can see it.
No. The cats?
The cats. Because
they kill. And they kill and they will present them to you as like trophy.
Yeah,
well, I like your cat.
I think I've seen them killing the cockroach and I kind of like it because I can kill it. Is it bad?
Yeah, it's bad.
So I should stop.
If you see people killing and you give rise to a thought of joy.
I'm not joy. I neglect it, I ignore it, and I let them kill it. Is it breaking precepts?
No, you're not breaking precepts. If what cats do is they bite and they play and they harm others. Yeah, and this is being cats. You're only indirectly responsible because you raise the cats. But if you say, you directly say, hey, go and kill this this rat or kill this cockroach, then it's this direct consequence. If you watch and you do nothing, then you lack compassion. You can't win. You can't win. Yeah, you can't win. And this is called common retribution. We, you know, the cockroaches move in from the other house, and our rats go over to theirs and stuff like that. It's common retribution. We harm each other, mutually harm each other. Okay, that's the way it is, and makes us more humble. Yeah. Yes. In your house?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Here or in Mexico? Where do you live? Where do you live?
I live in Whittier.
Whittier. And they have hilly areas in Whittier? Oh yeah, and then you have a lot of wild things coming. Yeah.
Yeah, we have lizards living in the house right now because they
come. Oh, that's dangerous.
The hot days,
yeah. Yeah. I tell you a funny story. a rattlesnake story, you will. A snake story. In a city 10,000 Buddhas, we have something, walnut grove, where we grow a lot of walnut trees, the best, better walnuts in the areas. And it's like 20 acres of walnut trees, and they're very, very good walnuts. And so since there are a lot of walnuts, there are also a lot of squirrels. The squirrels love walnuts. So they would, you know, there would be a colony of squirrels feeding on the walnuts. And when there are squirrels, there are snakes, because squirrels are the main staples for the snakes. Believe it or not, so it's like we eat rice, snakes eat squirrels. Okay, and bread, of course, and beans, of course, and kimchi, of course. Okay, so the temple is our property. So the house, there's a house there, a three bedroom house there, for in that 20 acre walnut grove, and underneath the house, it's like. It's always snakes underneath. So when you go out of the house, immediately on the first step, you see a hole, and very often you see a snake sticking its head out. That's the way it is.
Mm-hmm. But then there was the struggle snake in the house this year, not in the house, but in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And he killed it.
He killed it.
And before he would just spook them away or something.
Mm-hmm.
But now his fear for the girls to get eaten by the snake made him do that.
Right, right. Well, I don't know if maybe others can help me out. Are there things we can do, we can put out there to keep them away? I know, for example, in Walnut Grove, we would pour these powders around the house, okay? And they keep the snakes away because it's a danger. I mean, if they get bit, and we are like half an hour away from the nearest emergency room, what are we going to do? You know? Yes? She says, and you could try this now. The Thai people, they grow a lot of, I don't know, she's Thai, no? No. They grow a lot of lemongrass around the house. And that seems to keep the snakes away. I don't know. Yeah, but I know, I believe there are some powders you can put around the house or the areas to keep the snakes away, because somehow the snakes don't like to cross it, okay? And I can see why people wanna kill the snakes, because it's especially the fear for the safety for the children. But what are you going to do? What you do is actually you recite the Great Compassion Mantra and it tends to keep the snakes away. Yeah. Yes. The Great Compassion Mantra. A monk taught me that. He says, a senior monk taught me, he said, because there used to be a lot of ants in Berkeley Monastery. So the head monk taught me and said, you recite the Great Compassion Mantra, these ants will go away. And then he turned around, looked at me and said, well, it doesn't always work. So I'm telling you, it doesn't always work. You better try many things. You never know. Yes. Makes sense, because I never seen a snake smoke at all. Very good. It works, huh? It really works? Really? Mr. Kim says it really works. You spread that thing, it really works. The tobacco thing. Tobacco leaves, or you take, like Marlboro Man. Marlboro? Not Marlboro Man. Marlboro. And spread around. I tell you this. This is also true. Okay. If you are free from anger, okay. And especially from anger, they will not bite you. For example, that the Buddhist sages,
they would go to the mountains, and before they even become sages, they wherever they go, they come with a peaceful mind, a mind of goodness, and says, "I'm going to come be here to cultivate," and the snakes and the beasts would leave them alone. Really, really, you don't realize it, but animals and beasts, they can sense your vibe. They're not going to hurt you. Okay, if you have good vibes, because that's one more thing we can claim about Chan, you know, protection against animals and beasts. No, I'm kidding. Really, they can, if you have good vibes, they will not harm you. Will not harm you at all. And that's the thing. Yeah. It's kind of difficult for the normal, for lay people, but for us, we have a lot of protection against those things. That's why we're not that horribly worried. But I can sympathize with your family where you have children running around the house. You cannot take chances. Okay. So in that case, if you're aware of those things, then, you know, pray for the snakes. It's okay. Sometimes it's like mutual karma. Pray for the snake and pray for the person who kills it as well, because it's not a good thing to kill snakes. It's not. There is, Master Srinath has a disciple, has a student, and she... she has this, have a small problem. Trước ngài tiến hóa có người đệ tử, lúc ngài còn sống có người đệ tử gặp ngài. And she's when she saw him, she says, "Master, I have this problem." Bà tới gặp thầy tiến hóa nói là con có vấn đề này, bẩm hòa thượng. Say, "What is the problem?" She says, "I have a problem with snakes." Bà nói, bà rắn rượt bà, she's always pursued by snakes. You know, she's well off financially, bà nó giàu lắm, okay? And she would say, like, you know, wherever she goes, she often sees snakes wherever she goes. Bà đi đâu bà gặp rắn đấy. You know, here in Southern California, Long Beach, Newport Beach, wherever she goes, she would see snakes. This is very unusual. I haven't seen one yet myself. Yeah, I don't go to Whittier and hang on those wrong places. So. But you know, I'm saying with this woman, this lady, she goes to, you know, the concrete area. There's no room for snakes to survive. Okay, the snakes need bushes where they're safer. Okay. And she sees snakes everywhere, and they pursue her as well. She says that she is driving her crazy, because she would go to her couch, and wherever she goes to a couch, she would check the couch first, because she says in the past she found a snake in her couch. That's how obsessed she is with snakes. She goes to her couch. She checked the couch first, because she found one already. Yeah, on Ocean Boulevard, a house on Ocean Boulevard is a multi-million-dollar house. And she said, "This is snake in her couch." Okay. So Master Shenhua said, "It's because in the past you killed a lot of snakes. Now they're after you." So Master Shenhua did something to fix the problem. So it went away. That's why she believed in her. Really, you know, it's kind of unreal to you, but a lot of people don't realize that you kill these killing karmas. It's very, very bad news. Don't kill, okay? Because you create a debt of blood, and they come back and get you. This is a true story. The killing karma is one of the first things that lay people, lay Buddhist disciples are taught. Don't kill. So it's a good thing you refrain from killing, and
And if you kill, you make sure you do something to atone the problem by reciting a mantra, reciting the Buddha's name, dedicate the merit and virtue here and say, okay, I'm sorry, I kill you, and here's some blessings. I hope you have a good body next. Because chances are that usually when you kill something like that, they come back as a snake and they will get you. Yeah. Yes, yeah, that's why you kill one snake, it's okay. Kill two snakes, pretty soon, three, four, five, okay? And chances are that you probably end up being bitten by a snake sometime down the road, okay? So refrain from killing and discourage people from killing, and if they don't listen, then do something on their behalf to help them resolve the matter, because it's bad news. It's very, very bad, trust me, okay? You know, there's one thing that's most obvious is that you see these butchers or these people whose profession involves killing animals. They don't have a good ending, let me tell you, these people. They don't have a good ending when they get older. They get very sick and they have nightmares, and when they die, it's not uncommon for them to see those beings that come, being killed all their lives, come and claim, make a claim on them. It's very, very common, more than you think. Okay? So avoid killing. So this, you know, so now we're going to end it here and go to lunch, but I will teach you a mantra that we Buddhists recite every morning when we get up. Okay? Yes.
So my dad's asking about the picture, but it's his occupation without his job. He's going to be starved.
Yes.
But still, it's
he should compensate for those killing karmas, because killing karmas are not good. Trust me. You know. His health is not gonna be good. So in the morning when we wake up, okay, we recite this mantra. Okay, it says, it says, as I wake up in the morning, all of you living beings, best take care of yourself. Should you come to harm under my feet, I vow that you will obtain rebirth to the Pure Land. Okay? And I forgot the mantra. Now I'm trying to teach you, I forgot the mantra immediately. Your killing karma is so heavy. Maybe it's him. Yeah, it's obstruction. I tried to teach you, and I suddenly, my mind blanks out. I can't even remember the mantra right now.
Especially in my house.
Ah, Yidi, not Yidi Lisa. Okay, I remember now. See? An Yidi Lisa saw her. Three times.
Thầy, con có cái kinh nghiệm về chú nhãn xanh thế này. Hồi đó con hồi còn là sinh viên, con làm một cái vườn hồng cho cái trường đại học trong Đức Bô để mà làm cái dự án ra trường cho mỗi người đó. Mà con quên tính là nay nó rất là thích ăn hồng. Trong sân trường ban đêm nó đi như là chó đi trong thành phố vậy thôi, con quên vụ đó. Thì còn có khoảng đâu một tháng là con ra trường, không thể nào đổi kế hoạch được. Nhà trường mua đồ hết rồi. Thì con thấy nó dặm dốt chân đầy á, con nó chết rồi, bây giờ mình sẽ thất bại rồi. Cái con được nhớ là cái con đi vòng cái giường hồng đó, con đọc cái quyển sách sáng hôm sau là thấy dấu chân xung quanh đầy hết trơn mà không có cái dấu nào vô đâu. Từ kinh nghiệm đó, khi con ra trường con làm cho ở ốc lên cũng cái giường hồng, thì cái con rầy sâu rầy nó bám đầy hết mấy cái đọt hồng, nó làm cho đọt hồng quéo lại hết. Thì Mỹ làm chung nó nói để nó mua thuốc vậy, nó xịt con nó không, con lấy nước con xịt nó rớt xuống, giờ đi giờ xịt giờ đọc cái quyển sách không, con nào con làm 7 năm không có xài thuốc từ sau.
He says he experienced when he uses the rebirth mantra, And he, when he realizes about to kill a lot of living beings, he will recite it around the area and they will not come in. But that's because of him. Each person is different. Okay? So in the case of your dad, I would advise him to recite the Buddha's name and dedicate and apologize to all the living beings he killed in the past and say, it's a livelihood, I'm sorry I harm you, and I hope that you accept these as an offering to atone my killing karmas, and you have the blessings to go to the Pure Land, okay? And be humble and ask for forgiveness and say, you know, and
but he wasn't a butcher.
Okay.
But he was
just curious. Oh, okay, good. Then he has no problem.
I wasn't a butcher.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very, 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 very serious matter. The butchers, they're not healthy. Your job involves killing beings in your jobs. It's not a good thing. Be very careful. Okay? We kill, even, you know, so that, you know, so they, even for us Buddhists in the morning, we recite the mantra because we realize as we walk, we're killing living beings as we walk even. One step we kill a lot of a lot of insects and stuff. So, That's why we do it, okay? It's good to be sensitive to the suffering and the livelihood of others, okay? All right, let's stop here today. Let's go and have lunch.